Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go from the head coach to the quarterback of the football Giants, Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli. As we all watched last night, a familiar ending that we haven't seen recently, but we've seen it many times in your career. It was nice to see again. It was nice to see you leave the field with a smile.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's good to be in those situations and to execute and to you know, make it happen. And being in a you know, down three with enough time where you know, you can score a touchdown and put your team in a situation to win a football game, and for guys to step up and make some big plays in those situations and get the win, felt good.
Eli, this is, listen, you're a very familiar face to America. Last night, it's Monday Night Football. Their script, their saga was Eli's playing for the rest of this year. He's playing for his career. Now, I asked the coach, was it that extreme? He said, no, it wasn't that extreme. Did you feel any of that last night? Did you feel that a loss and I'm not going to get a chance to start the Tampa game? Did that ever cross your mind?
No, you know, that didn't cross my mind. But, you know, I still, we needed to win. I needed to win. You know, everybody needed, in the organization needed to win just to kind of, you know, just calm the fire. And, you know, and so I think that's what it was about. Just, hey, you know, we've worked extremely hard, the whole offense, the whole team, everybody has put in the time, has put in the effort. You know, we just haven't been rewarded with the rewards of wins and a good enough execution to deserve those wins. And last night we were able to, you know, do some good things. And it wasn't perfect. There's, you know, still definitely room for improvement. But we were able to score more touchdowns in the red zone and move the ball and in a critical moment of the games made the plays that we needed to make to win it.
You know, you're watching on the sideline of games 2020. Their kid's driving the ball down in the game. He's using a lot of clock, using a lot of time. What are you thinking? Are you thinking my guys are going to stop the three? Are you thinking I'm going to need a seven? What was going through your mind on the sideline over there?
Yeah, just, you know, felt their defense was going to be able to stop them. And, you know, hey, all it takes is, you know, a sack or you know, they, you know, our defense has gotten a couple turnovers already. So just hoping, you know, we start using our timeouts a little bit and hoping they could get them on a third down stop there and we could get the ball with time left and, you know, to, you know, possibly, you know, they hold them to a field goal, then we need a touchdown to win or a field goal to tie. So that's a much, you know, better scenario than if they would have scored a touchdown. So defense did a great job getting stopped, holding them to a field goal, and we had plenty of time to, you know, go down the field and you know, definitely, you know, get that field goal. You know, we were kind of hovering right around that field goal position, around the 35-yard line or so, kind of for a while. We kept, you know, they had some penalties and we had penalties, and we're kind of going back and forth, and then you know, hit the big play to Saquon on a little angle out, and he was able to get, you know, to about the 12-yard line. Now things change. Now it's like, hey. You know, when you're around that 30-yard line, you're kind of, you know, it's always, yeah, you want to definitely score, but you definitely also want to, you know, put yourself in field goal position. Now, you know, once you hit a big chunk right there, you get to the 12-yard line, the mindset changes, and it's, hey, let's go score. Let's go win this thing. And you know, hit a nice play to Evan that got down about the 2-yard line and hit, you know, Sterling for the touchdown.
You know, the first play that you make that gets the thing moving, the Engram play down the right sideline, and then, as you said, the exchange of penalties, you got a couple of long down and distance. You got a 2nd and 20 where you get a holding call throwing the ball to Barkley out in the flat there. Now, it looked like you were going to drop the ball in. He clearly had him by the jersey. What did you see on that one? Did you see you had him? Did you think you had him before he grabbed him by the jersey there?
Yeah, and it was just going to be close, and as well as deals, had man to man with Saquon, and we liked that matchup with linebackers on him on an option out. You kind of just felt the little pull of the jersey. One of those things you're kind of throwing it, you feel these I have separation, and you can kind of feel that where when he gets pulled, and you you're afraid the guy's gonna pull Saquon back and pull himself in front of the ball, so you end up throwing it a little high just so the guy doesn't intercept it, and thankfully we got the call and got first down right there on a big play, just so we're not stuck in a third and long in that situation.
So much as you're trying to get the ball, obviously, to Beckham in the game. Last night, a lot of interesting stuff with Beckham. Give me your thoughts. Now, the first play of the game, you got him wide open. Boom, he drops the ball, which can't make you feel great to start the game that way. But it's only the first play. But you go three and out on that one. Pass there. Take me to the first touchdown. You went after him. The first touchdown is when you're in the pocket, you're standing in the pocket, you're getting a little time in the pocket, a little protection, and you catch him in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, first touchdown, just, we didn't know, kind of expected maybe they might play, the 10-2 to play a lot of zone and too high in those third situations. They played a one high zone, so I was kind of looking to the right to Evan on a corner route on Richard Sherman. And was kind of looking there, and it felt a little pressure, and kind of had to back up a little bit, and then just kind of waiting for everything to come in my vision. We had kind of over the ball with Sterling, and then when they play their zones, they spot drop and we'll let guys kind of run through the seams, and so just kind of look back had good protection at that point, and moving the pocket, and just saw him in the back of the end zone and thought I could, put a little touch on it and hit him for the touchdown. So, not exactly how he drew it up, but those are how you get touchdowns in this league. You extend plays a little bit and when teams are playing zones, if you can hold the ball an extra count, you can get guys open, just kind of finding windows in the zone.
The second time is you almost have him, and he gets led a little bit. He almost makes the one-hand catch, and you go right back and drop it in the basket for the touchdown. How about that? The back-to-back plays there.
Yeah, like I said, on second down, we had him pressed up, kind of playing man to the left, so drop back and try to throw a go route to him, and just miss him. And so the next play. They were playing. Looked like they were playing. I don't know if they were messed up or confused. They ended up doubling Evan and playing man to man.
Looked like he thought he had safety help and he didn't.
It looked
get
like
it.
They were supposed to maybe be in two man and kind of have a safety over there. But hey, for me, it looked like they were just pressing man to man and had him one on one. And we liked those matchups. And so that was kind of the game plan. When we have him one on one, we're going to try to take a shot. And so hey, it doesn't matter that you just took a shot to play before. Sometimes it's better when you throw a go route. They think, hey, they're not going to throw another go route back to back. And sure enough, we did, and able to hit it for a touchdown and a third down conversion. So a big play.
Then you have another one where you have to settle for the field goal where you hit him, where if he doesn't lose his feet, it's a step in touchdown. I mean, it's a clear touchdown and he just loses his feet there. That had to be frustrating. And you settle for the field goal.
Yeah, we had a nice drive and get down there, and you have a third down, and you got a little tight window, and you throw it on time and on a little curl route, and just slips. So that's football. Sometimes you wish you could do something about it, but hey, that's just he's running the right route, he's doing everything, and sometimes we had a couple earlier in the game we had Saquon slipping some, and pregame had some receivers slipping some, so. Field was a little slick for whatever reason, and unfortunately, we don't get the conversion and had to kick a field goal there.
And then there was the one where he got behind everybody and you just underthrew him that one time. What happened on that play?
Yeah, just underthrew it a little bit. It was just I got to do a better job just kind of from a close split. I think I was a little worried about the safety. Didn't want to throw a two-line drive. Want to put some air under it and just so he'd have a shot to make a play. And just put a little bit too much air and just weren't able to, you know, connect on that. So I got to make a better throw.
Did you get a free throw there? Were you interfered with it all, or was it just that you tried to just put a little air under the throw?
I just tried to throw a little air. It's a little deal, you know, when you're throwing a go route and from a close split, we weren't, you know, regular split. So, you know, the receivers around the numbers, you're usually closer to the sideline, and some of that safety starts cheating a little bit. It gets tough. You don't want to throw it line drives or, and Odell doesn't look and the safety's looking and the safety makes an easy play. Sometimes, you know, I saw he had the corner beat. If you throw it, you know, a little higher and out there, he can, it's tough for that safety to make a play kind of in the air when it's a high ball rather than a line drive. And so just really kind of thinking, you know, hey, the safety might be favored over there, but I kind of like my chances, Odell versus safety 1-on-1, but still doesn't put it out there a little bit more.
And then two big plays, Eli, that resulted in pass interference. The post move where they grab him by the jersey, and then the other one down the left side on the last drive. Two critical plays where you get pass interference on him that turned out to be very big plays in the game.
Yeah, you know, first was the third down call, and we had we had him like on a seam route, had, you know, a little double move, but was going to get to the seam, and they're in all out blitz zero, Richard Sherman, and so, you know, tough on Richard. He's trying to play 1-on-1 with no safety in the middle, and with a fast guy in the slot, kind of making a double move, and so kind of dropped back and was just going to give Odell a shot, you know, running that, and obviously, you know, Richard held him and wouldn't let him get free, so. Got, you know, could have been a touchdown, you know, got a third down conversion right there. And then the next one, you know, we hit a couple go routes. And so, we had another go route. This time the defender wasn't letting him get on top, kind of really tried to back shoulder it. And, looks like the defender just wouldn't let him give it away or look or do anything. So got a nice call right there. Because I think that would have been a second and 20 or right after that holding call, so to get, you know, move the ball a little bit and to get us a first down was big there.
And then when you're down and you get the plays that put you in a position, clock is not an issue. Matter of fact, you don't mind if the clock runs a little bit, but you're not going to worry that much about the clock. It's not like you're playing against Aaron Rodgers or Brady, and you're going to try and score. At that point, you're just – it's all out. We're going to score. That's it, right? I mean, at that point, field goal be damned. Yeah. You're going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so, you know, after you hit the one to Saquon, and we get down there, now there's, you know, kind of a little
left.
Over a minute on
yep.
the clock. At that point, we're in touchdown mode. Kind of when you're around the 30-yard line, you're thinking, hey, you know, hey, you still want to score a touchdown, but, you know, when there's a minute left, you're thinking, hey, we got to, you know, still move the ball and but you want to secure that field goal and not give up, you know, and not leave too much time at that situation also, because it's easier for them to drive and get in field goal range. But yeah, once you hit a play kind of to the 12-yard line, now everything changes and saying, hey, we got, you know, it's really, hey, we got three downs to get a touchdown and we need that touchdown. And, you can take some shots and try to get to the end zone. So we had a big first play, just hitting Evan on a little, you know, they're in some sort of man, hit Evan on a little outbreaking route and get, you know, and really get to, you know, the 2 or 3 yard line. And so, now you're in a great position. You know, you can run the ball. You got time to run it. You can still get a first down.
What were you looking at there on the second play? Was there any run option involved on that second
play?
No,
he called.
I'm trying to remember if there was a back in the backfield. I don't remember if there
was.
Was it
empty or not?
Yeah,
there was a back in the backfield.
There was? Okay.
Yeah, no, it was back in the backfield, but they went all out blitz. So, a run would have been – I would have checked the run if we had one. So they went all out blitz and just had fade routes and Sterling on a little out route, and he beat us. You know, we like those options. We like when they're playing man-to-man. And
if they hadn't blitzed, would you have run there or would you have passed?
You can still take a pass. I think if they would have, been obviously in a too high zone where, we could have gotten to a run right there.
Because you had time to run the ball if you wanted to.
Get a first down or get the touchdown.
Gotcha. And so when they went to the blitz, you went right to the play.
We knew where we were going. Yeah, we still had some. Yeah, we had 1-on-1s. Could have thrown a fade or anything to the outside, but we like Shep on that matchup versus Nickel, kind of breaking away, and he's been good at that route, and hit a couple touchdowns with him this season on it, and he ran a great route and made a tough catch.
Well, what happened in the Carolina game? I don't know. I thought that when they had 1 second to make another play, I said, no, this can't happen, okay? I don't know what you're thinking on the sideline. Were you holding your breath? Were you thinking this can't happen?
Yeah,
I mean, they have to
no
get
doubt.
Hit with a 63-yard field goal. Anything's possible.
No doubt, no doubt. So, you know, the way they moved the ball but, you know, it's a tough situation with you know, having to score a touchdown when you're at the, you know, 20-yard line or so, you know, you just don't have a ton of plays in the playbook that are perfect for that. So, but, you know, there's always a chance and you prepare for those situations and you do have plays, but, you know, I think our defense did a good job getting a little pressure on him, making him throw it a little bit earlier and then he wanted to and got the hold and the incompletion. So a great play.
Do you remember the kid? Because they showed a picture of him at your camp, at the Manning camp. So do you remember the kid?
Yeah, no, definitely. I remember him. I remember Nick and when he was at Southern Miss and him coming to the camp and we had a lot of kids, so you get to, you know, try to spend the time with
he said it was a great thrill for him to go to the camp. He said that was like a big highlight for him to go to the camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think we enjoy getting those college guys. That's kind of what makes it fun. It makes it fun for us, you know, for me every year to go, you know, the camp. We get about 40 college quarterbacks, and they come and they coach the kids, but Peyton and I also work with the college kids a lot to kind of make it worth them. And, you know, we work, you know, throw with them. We meet with them, hang out with them, and you know, so especially a kid, you know, Mississippi school, he's at Southern Miss, so, you know, he's kind of always take notice of that, and it makes it fun for us kind of watching college football. All of a sudden, you turn on some games and looking for a game on a Saturday, and you see, you know, Southern Miss, or you see some of these teams playing, and you know the quarterback, it makes it fun to watch those guys and root for them, and so, obviously Nick played outstanding last week against the Raiders. You know,
yeah.
He throws the ball well. He's, you know, playing good football. So happy he had the opportunity. But happy we were able to get the win.
All right. You haven't won a home game yet. This week you got Tampa at home, one day at a time. But getting that first win, you start to think, hey, why not get on a little roll here? You haven't won a home game yet, so that's next up as you get ready for the Bucs.
Yeah, definitely. So we gotta win one. You know, need to win one at home and get, you know, for our crowd and our home team. And so, but obviously, it's a kind of a good way to start the second half of the season after the bye. But we gotta keep it going. We gotta stay hungry and motivated and have a great week with preparation and work and know that that's what's gonna make the difference. We've been resilient with our hard work and being prepared and doing everything the right way. And, you know, we knew eventually those things will pay off and we'll start, you know, reaping the benefit.
You're a guy who's walked off the Super Bowl, off the field with the Super Bowl wins, with MVPs. You've been on the biggest stages in the world. But I bet you that felt good last night.
It felt good. It certainly did. With everything going on and losing a couple in a row, it's good. It's good to get that win. The team needed it. The team needed that smile. The team needed that. You know, that feeling of satisfaction after all the work and all the, you know, everything that goes into the preparation for a game and to just be rewarded with that win and that locker room and the bus ride to the plane and the plane ride, today, just kind of having, you know, waking up this, you know, this morning, or we arrived, you know, arrived here and back in New Jersey, you know, 7 a.m, just to feel, not feeling bad about the play, feeling good about the work that's being done. And, you know, we'll make our corrections on some things, but knowing that, hey, we were in a situation where we needed to make some plays and we were able to make it and come through, that's just big for the morale of the whole team.
All right, thanks very much. Good luck next Sunday. We'll talk to you. Thank you very much, Eli.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, Eli Manning, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.